Hello. Hello and welcome. This is Jethro. Today's a wonderful day. For those of you calling in, I hope you're ready. We're ready, and we're going to be doing some live readings today. I know we've had a lot of you calling in the 516-453-6081. Get ready to have some fun. I am Jethro. I have been doing this for about 12 years on the radio. I've been doing it my 30-some years of my life, and I am a born-with-a-gift psychic who's going to help you today go a little wild. And I've got some friend and some help to do it. Those of you know, it was our Thursday show, but now today we're doing it live this weekend, and she's back. She's here, and she brought her angel friends. We have the wonderful Debbie Paul. And Debbie Paul is an oracle card reader with angel and tarot and master Reiki. She has always loved angels, but is now starting to work with them. And her personal tragedy happened in her life. She's been doing angel card reading for 4 years. She's also felt pulled to become a light work to expand her knowledge. And we love her, and we're just so glad we have our certified angel oracle reader today, Debbie. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Cooking like a wild man, having fun, and in my spare time talking to wonderful people like you. I just love it. Living the dream, you know. We've got a couple questions about the Mercury retrograde, Debbie. And so those of you tuned in, go to psychicjethro.com to give your questions. If you'd like to go and talk with Debbie, go to angelic.com. And universalenergies.com. That's angelicandunivarsalenergies.com. Mercury's messing with Jethro. You can find it there right on it, on the website right there, Psychic's Gone Wild. So definitely make contact with us for a full time and reading. And to keep us going, remember to go to psychicjethro.com. We are being sponsored by Pampered Chef, and we'll be giving away some free prizes for those of you who love to cook or love to wear jewelry by Blue Moon Treasures. Debbie, I have to ask you this. I know Jethro had talked about this before on the show. I have been working so hard to get through the Mercury retrograde. I'm having things go chaotic. Is there an angel I can talk to that can help me with that planet that's making my communication so intense?
Yes, actually. What you would like to do is talk to Archangel Gabriel. She definitely can help with people and communication, although you can actually ask any of the archangels to help you with that. But she's good for communication. So I would go ahead and talk to her and ask her, you know, come on in and help me with this, and just listen and look for the signs, and we'll be happy to help you with that.
Love it. And those of you tuning in, remember that as you call in the number, we will be picking it up. We're on a little limited space, so you'll get a few minute reading from me and Debbie today. We're both here to help you, and we'll be asking and working with our guides to give you that quick reading. So we do ask that you have a topic, a question you want to answer. If you go with the energies of what we're doing, we'll be able to help you that way. And we love the fact that all of you fans that have been on, Jethro, you were on for over 10 years, and I've got to tell you, I've been listening in, and I'm on Facebook. Where do I go? Psyche's Gone Wild Room, and you connect there. You can see it on Psyche's Gone Wild. There is pictures coming up for those of you who are playing the games of Psyche's Gone Wild, and you know what those are. We play Stamps Psychic Poker. For those of you new to that, look in your mail. If you go on to psychicjethro.com and put in your information, we're giving away prizes, and those who get postcards, packages, books, the presents will be given away over the radio show. Look at the stamps on the side. Right now you're seeing pictures of Dina Flanagan, Jethro, and what you'll be getting as pictures of Debbie Paul and Sablon. You'll be getting those of us on Psychic's Gone Wild. Hang on to those stamps, because in December we'll be giving prizes away for people who will be playing five-card poker with those faces. Remember, if those of you who don't know how to play poker, collect four. Four is just like aces. Any four faces, win you a prize, and we'll be calling those out over the radio for those of you that are doing that. I love Debbie Jethro. I listened to you on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I would like to ask Debbie a question about my father always told me that I had a very strong green angel with me. I have, through the years, asked a few people, and they tell me that all the angels can change color. I feel like this is Raphael. Am I correct that Raphael would be with me? My father was a doctor, and for some reason that just seems to make sense. What do you feel, Debbie?
I do. I agree. Raphael is the healing angel, and so his name actually means he who heals or whom God heals. And so he does help with all kinds of healing, whether it be physical, emotional, whatever it is. So you can call on him. And yes, his color is green. So, you know, and they all have a basic color, but they can change, you know, depending. So it's like all angels can help with everything, even though they do have their own specific thing that they help you with. Any angel can help, archangel can help you with anything, because that's what they're here for. They're here. They love you unconditionally. They can be with you all of the time, some of the time. Just remember to call them in and ask them to come in, because if you don't ask them to come in and be with you, they cannot, because of your free will stop them.
You guys hear that? That's from Angelic and UniversalEnergies.com. Debbie, Paul, this is Jethro, and I hope you guys are having fun. We are having fun with you. We're going to do a little while. We're going to grab the radio and give a few minutes reading. We will be working with that, you know, due to the fact we've got a lot of callers. We love you. Debbie is here today, so quit being worried, because you've got our angel girl in the house, happy and ready in California to help you. 780, what do you know? 780, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I love it. I can feel your vibration. I've got Debbie over here all happy, you over happy, and I'm like, I need to calm down on the coffee, I think.
Oh, that's awesome, Jethro. This is Michelle calling from Canada.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yay. We love you in Canada. You're one of our favorite friends. And we had a friend teasing us yesterday about you guys are going to be some of the individuals there want to come to our psychic circle or WebEx circles we've been doing. So watch your emails for those of you guys putting in. We're going to be giving away some of those psychic night circle parties. So you can come in and have an hour and a half with me, Debbie, and Sablon, Kareem Fisher, and some other really in top psychics. And Shira will be there.
Cool.
I love with you. Can I get a permission from you? I know we're on a time, and I apologize. How can we help you?
I'm just curious what's coming in for love, please and thank you.
And
yes,
good.
You have a
So you're wanting to know about your love life, or if you're going to have a love life, or
yeah.
How do we rephrase that? Coming in for love.
Yeah, I don't have
you
one. I'm single.
Are you
going to
be?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I am single, yes. I have been for about six
okay.
and a half years now.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's see. So the angels are coming in and they're telling you, what it seems like to me is that you're to let go. So in other words, if you're hoping too hard for someone to come into your life, just kind of let it go, put it out into the universe and say, you know, I am looking for someone to love me, whatever your requirements are, and just put it out there to manifest it and let it go. Put it out there. You
yeah.
can ask all of the angels, you know, Joe, you can talk to Haniel, you know, and Haniel is the glory of God, and so she brings out, you know, hidden potentials of things. And there's also Jophiel, which is the beauty of God. And so you can ask them to come in and be with you, send your dreams out to them. But it's saying to let go of your worries or whatever, because right now it's not the right time. So if you put it out there and let it go, trust that the angels will bring someone to you that is meant for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do feel there is a vibrational energy there. You know, I'm agreeing very much in what Debbie's seeing, and I feel with you that you will be really benefited. We need some rose quartz there. I feel that you're very loving, but we want something there physically. If you contact me at psychicjethro.com, we'll give you a free necklace that you can wear there by your heart. And we also will be giving you a free book, a cookbook here that will be sent with you with it, so that we can get that feeling back in the house. They're showing me that you have always had yourself set here, and I want to get you in that spirit of bringing that love. They said, I saw a man. I feel that you're, it's the man you're looking for.
Yes.
And I feel that he is not that far. I feel like there's something there about the situation, but now it's time. They said, now you're both ready. They said you both had to handle what you had, and now it's time to do it. And we all are right now working with that shelter in place, so we want to put that extra things there to bring you your guy. So thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and we'll be talking to you later.
Thank you so much, both of you. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings. Love you.
All of you tuning in, me and Debbie are here. Debbie, you have put on the radio that you were married to a Taurus. I was too. I can tell you that a Capricorn is sometimes harder to deal with because I'm about ready to send my Capricorn right over the moon. Every weekend he tells me that he's going out and fishing. Well, magically, I found out from a friend that there is a place here where they play pool, and my Capricorn's over there knocking the eight ball around. Should I say something to my Capricorn? I'm just asking you psychically because I don't want to lose him, but I sure would like the truth about what he does on Saturday night. What do you feel, Debbie?
Well, I feel you can ask him, you know, and you should ask him because it's, you know, if you're in a relationship and you love your relationship and you love the person you're with, then there should be honesty. So if he's not doing, you know, he says he's going fishing, well, you know, where's the fish? You know, does he bring the fish home? Where's the fish? And if he can't answer that, then you want to definitely put out there then, well, you know, what did you do with your fish or where have you been? You don't want to be aggressive and you don't want to be judgmental or pushy, but you just may want to kind of ask very, very easily and nicely, you know, well, I know you're not fishing, but it would be nice if I knew where you, you know, what you were doing. So, yeah, I would go ahead and ask him. And, you know, and the angels are saying, yes, ask him. You know, I'm getting guidance from them that's saying, yes, you should ask him. And you know, and shame on him if he doesn't tell you the truth. But, yeah, I would definitely ask him, you know. So just my opinion, shame on him. But, yeah, I would ask him. It's only fair. It's only right. And the angels are wanting you to be happy. So you can even ask your guardian angel to come in and help you and, you know, and also, you know what you may want to do is another thing you can do is you can ask Archangel Gabrielle to come in and be with you because she also is the one that can help put the proper words into perspective for you, give you the right words to ask that question. Ask her to come in and give me the words to ask, phrase your question, and let her guide you.
Thank you, Debbie. Those, I hope that helps you guys out there. I have a person over here. I'm looking at it. For those of you connecting on to this show, make sure to call 516-453-6081 or send to psychicjethro.com if you have a question and a picture that you want to share and can't get through the phone. I have to ask you, Jethro, this. You can call me Upset in Colorado. I am a married individual, and sadly, I have been going through 4 months of trying to figure out what to do. I've sent you a picture here. You helped me a couple of years ago, Jethro. I am one of your Twitter friends, but just call me having problems in Colorado. I really want to know what you see with this picture. I see some energy here. I do see that this person is having some depression. I'm seeing this man that you sent me in the picture is not handling some of his own inner work. I would suggest to talking to a professional. There's nothing wrong with getting a hold of them, you know. And what you're spiritually getting is you're not being put aside, but he is dealing with something. There's no problem with sitting down and just saying, let's talk with someone. I do feel that would be very beneficial right now to maybe connect with someone even through Zoom or somewhere. I do feel that's what's happening. I don't feel you have competition. I just feel your man's getting to that part in his life where he's just feeling very sad and distracted. So I hope that helped you. Debbie, we're going to grab that phone. They said Debbie's on the line today, and we're doing fine. 212, we love you. How are you, 212?
Hello. Hi, Jethro. This is Bryn calling.
Welcome, Bryn.
How are you? I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up? Hello?
I can. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I've been going through past few days a lot of these kind of energy shifts. It feels like at times I've been feeling very present and relaxed and sort of almost like a feeling that I haven't felt about myself, like just a fullness of spirit. And then on another instance I'll be feeling kind of closed down and very heavy and weighted down. And it was very intense today. It was particularly intense today for me. And I just want to know from the guides or from the angels, same thing, what am I, you know, experiencing? Is it a shift that's going on or what?
Hey,
Debbie, I'm
going to
have her help you right now.
Okay, so right now, and what I'm getting from the angel is that overcoming difficulties. So it's like there may be something going on that you're having difficulty with, that at times you're feeling okay, but then it comes to you and you're having in trouble. And you want to work with Archangel Jeremiah. Basically, the worst is behind you. So any previous challenges that you felt, things should be getting better. And it could be a lot to do with Mercury being in retrograde, because it can really shake things up. It's kind of affected me too. So, you know, one minute you're up, the next minute you're not. And it has to do with the shift in the energy. What I would do is talk to Archangel Raphael. He can help bring your emotions in check. He can kind of keep them, because he does helps with physical, he helps with emotional. And so that might be something that you can use to kind of work with him.
Raphael. Okay.
And Jeremiah.
Jeremiah?
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Love you, Bryn. Thank you so much. We got some things still coming in the mail for you. They sent me. It's on the slow train in New York. I do, Bryn, and I do have some things. We're having Mercury going on here, so those of you calling in, Bryn, you can hear me, and I know I got back with you. I do have that. I agree very much with the angels. They are telling me that this other position that's shifting as they're working towards that, because they're ascending you to another level. Some things have happened for you that's causing that energy to go. They're telling me to make sure that you're getting in. They're showing me apples, things that work with the kidneys. They're telling me that you're physically and energy is trying to release some things, and there's where you know they're working with it, and that, those angels will help you. We love you, Bryn, and thank you. Stay a fan of Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you. I see a Christmas good
for you for being one of our followers. Yay. We love all of you guys. Jethro, you've got to be on longer. We are. Me and Debbie are working on it right now. We're calling in other helpers and other things to get us there. I hope you guys are having fun. I've had a lot of people telling me today was just a fun day, and like Bryn was saying, some energy there with it. Remember, with Mercury, it fixes things not only with it, but your body, so you will feel this. And Mars right now is really beaten down. We're going to go full on the 13th. So those of you that are keeping, you know, a little bit of a track, know that Tuesday will probably be that day. And if you guys get a chance listening to us in the morning, we'll be on in the morning talking and working with those of you metaphysically. I have to ask Debbie a question, and then we'll get right back to the phone. Debbie, every time I listen to the angels and hear about them, I get this tingling feeling. Is this telling me that the angel's with me, or should I listen to the angels? But I had a friend tell me about St. Michael, and I felt a very tingling in my tummy. Now, a friend teased me and said probably because St. Michael was working with some other things, maybe I had never think about what I'm saying. I don't know why, but I just feel a very positive in my tummy. Debbie, is this a good or a bad thing?
Oh, that's a very good thing. When you're working with the angels, they're always with you, but sometimes they will give you signs to let you know they're there. And I will sometimes feel tingling too in my fingers, my toes, or whatever, or even in my arms when the angels are with me. So that is a good sign. They're letting you know they're there. And you might want to look for some other signs too. What you can do is you can ask them, say, you know, give me a sign, you know, of, you know, so that I know you're there or that you can help me, and ask for whatever you want. I've done that and asked for a dragonfly. And in the middle of nowhere where it's not dragonfly season, they come flying around me. So that's what you want to do, is take it as a good sign. If the angels are with you, they're letting me, you know, they're with you. And you've got that warm, tingly, you know, it feeling in your tummy. That's just another one of those. You know, it's like your heart. When you get a warm feeling in your heart, it's a feel-good feeling. And so, absolutely, it's the angels, and they're letting you know they're there. So go with it.
Love it. I'd like to know about Debbie's readings, Jethro. Okay, well, I'll have Debbie tell you how to get a contact. Debbie, would you tell them your website, and I'm going to fix our little chat room because it's doing bleepies.
Sure. My website is angelicanduniversalenergies.com, and it's angelicanduniversalenergies@com. And I know it's kind of long, but once you get going, or you can email me at the same email, angelicanduniversalenergies@gmail.com. And so I will respond to you if you have any questions.
And definitely you guys click on the link there if you see the show, because it's right there and you can click on it. It will take you right to her website. And I thank you, because I tried to mess it up earlier, and I apologize to Debbie. I love her dearly. I'm having a little Mercury talking time because I've had a very intense day, and we love it. They said, Jethro, I love Debbie. I must tell you, though, I've been listening to the show for a while, and I have something going on in my house that I feel is a really good thing. When I was listening earlier, I had the lights blink twice. Now, we have very good electricity here in Chicago, so I was telling my friend, I want to talk to Debbie. So thank you, Jethro, for putting her on. We thank you guys. Keep brightness, keep going, and remember to follow the show, because Debbie is going to be on Thursdays at 4 p.m. regular, considering Mercury leaves us alone. So we're going to be grabbing it. I have a friend here going, hello, 347. You're on live with Debbie. Paul, how are you today? Hello? We love you, 347. Are you there? Okay. We'll take that as I think they're having their McDonald's snack, and we'll go right on to someone else here. We love that, and we apologize. Call back in if you can't get through. How about 434? You're on live today.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful. This is Jethro, and you are?
Khalil.
Welcome. Would you like to have a reading by our wonderful Debbie? I'm fixing the backboard right now. So would you like to talk to our Debbie?
Yeah, I have a question. That's for my psychic reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay,
Debbie?
What's your question?
I was at this, I don't know if I've asked you this, but I've talked to you before. I was at the presidential rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And
okay.
And there was this woman that helped me find my phone, and it was a person that was next to me, and I was there was another person. There was a person signing, writing notes, and I was wondering if that person, first of all, was a federal officer, and then also if that was the same person that was writing stuff down.
Well, I don't know that, because that's not really more of an angel question. I think that would be more of a question for Jethro.
Can I ask Jethro?
Yes, no problem. And I thank you. I've got it here where we're keeping the system in. I do feel that I feel like that person there was something going on with you that was working out something there that was going on for you. I feel like did it feel like there was some uncomfortable, because I keep seeing this person with the phone and then out with the phone. There was something there that was some kind of trading back and forth there.
Well, I mean, I came and there was no seat. And it was like three seats, and then I had to – they one of them moved down, and this was before there was a bunch of seats. And later on, she opened up to me, and I opened up to her, and we both looked like we felt more comfortable of each other. And I was told that she was a federal – she was a fed. She was like a federal police officer.
I did feel that. I feel like that, but I feel like she was there in a good way to help. I think it was also something to make sure everyone was okay. You know, when I lived in Virginia, my prayers are out for you. I know this is hard all over, but everybody's getting so riled, and you guys are so close to the Washington, D.C., they're making sure that everyone's okay. I also feel like she was trying to, you know, click with you and make sure that, you know, it was there. This was a good intent is what I feel. I do feel that you kind of feel that. You have a vibration that you're trying to make sure that everyone's okay, you know?
Yeah.
I get that. I love it dearly. You called. I got to run. We got 2 minutes. Thank you for calling. And we love you. Definitely follow the show. We'll be looking for talking to you again.
Thank you, sir.
We are that. Welcome. Thank you, Leo. We love all of you guys, and we're going to continue to keep helping you. Is there anything you want to tell Debbie, anybody, on our last 2 minutes before they kick us out that door?
You know, on the radio, it does kind of, it's something new, but I do enjoy it, and I'm actually honored that you have me on and I'm able to give messages and hopefully give a little love and guidance from the angels to everyone who's listening. So it's something that I'm passionate about that I love very much.
And I love you, Debbie, and you're one of my light workers. You guys know with Mercury and everything, this has been a very good positive for those of you. And anyone that had any technical, just call back in. We'll get a hold of you or go to our website, book us a site. Me and Debbie are here to help you. So if you book a time with us, we're going to work it out. We're going to talk to you through the phone. We'll get a hold of you. We'll help you. Email us, contact. I do ask you guys to know that we are doing this and helping us. So, you know, do those small amounts that we're asking so that we can help you and you can help us and we can stay on the radio, on the fun, in the Facebook room, on the baby tune, whatever you want to call it. It is wild. Stay the way to be. This is Jethro, and I want to tease a couple of you friends that wrote me. Yes, Florida, you're going to get to play because two of you won also today. So you'll get to come in and be on our 6 p.m. Eastern Time Psychic Circle on WebEx. So don't you forget us. We love you. We have a winner here. Amy, you have won a necklace there in Tampa. We have down with you, and you've also won that come on the psychic circle and get to meet Debbie Paul. You wanted to meet her. She'll be on there, and you'll get to see her, meet her, and have fun with her because Debbie is a blast. We had fun with her yesterday. So any of you guys that are connecting, we have times. I know in Eastern time you were worried, and on the site we have a 7 p.m. Pacific, which is 10 your time, so if you're a late owl, you can come to that one. Just get a hold of me. More importantly, and better with the fun of it, is you'll get to meet all of our fun ones, and you're going to go wild with us. Call in next time. I thank all of you guys. We got through a day of Mercury, and we love it because it fixed the fact of you call 516-453-6081. Say wild, it is the way to be. One more thing for Debbie in 6 seconds. Debbie, do you feel that I should get married with angel cake at my wedding because I'm not a virgin?
Absolutely, you can get angel cake. Absolutely, I feel that. And it doesn't matter if you're a virgin or not. Your angels are with you anyway.
Love you, Debbie. We'll see you guys next week. And remember, we want to eat some of that angel cake, so bring some by. Psyche's gone wild.